from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the broadcast. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter as he brings us to consider a verse in the book of Psalms, Psalm 2 and verse 12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. That message coming up in a few moments after we hear these words in song.
Bible reading is from Psalm 2 and the verse 12. There we read, Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The words of this verse relate to our Lord Jesus Christ. They form an exhortation whereby the sinner is directed to come to the Lord Jesus for salvation. That exhortation is to be seen in the words, Kiss the Son. Now there are three thoughts in this verse which relate to this exhortation, and it is these which I want to consider with you today. First of all, the meaning of this exhortation to kiss the Son. Now these words, kiss the Son, are but a figure of speech to express all that is involved in trusting Christ for salvation. It must be said that the psalmist is not talking about a literal kiss, for we must remember that Judas Iscariot did literally kiss the Saviour, who is the only door to heaven, and yet he went to hell. This no doubt was due to the fact that he was still a non-repentant sinner when he died. Now this word kiss is a Bible word, and it is a word which conveys to us what happens whenever the sinner puts his or her faith in Christ and in his precious blood for the forgiveness of their sin and the salvation of their soul. Now this becomes very clear whenever you consider what the word kiss signifies in the Bible. In Genesis, whenever Jacob and Esau were reconciled to one another, it says, "And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept." And there the kiss was a token of reconciliation. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18, the Lord is speaking to his prophet Elijah about those who were involved in the false worship of Baal. And to them he says, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which have not kissed him." There you see how the kiss was used in worship and in adoration. Then the word kiss is also a sign of love and affection. Recall the woman in Luke chapter 7 verse 38, who loved the Saviour much because she had been forgiven much. Well, in that verse we are told that she kissed the Lord's feet, and there her kiss was a picture of her love to Christ. Then in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, we read of Samuel displaying his loyalty to Saul, the new king of Israel. And there we read that Samuel kissed him. His kiss revealed allegiance to the king. Therefore, whenever you think of the use of that word kiss in the Bible, and relate it to the words of our text in Psalm 2 verse 12, you can see that it has great meaning with regard to the salvation of the sinner. If you are still not saved today, then please realize that if you are to be reconciled to God, and have your sins pardoned, you must kiss the Son. You must trust in Christ, God's Son, and in his finished work upon the cross. You must look to him to cleanse you from all your sins by his precious blood that he shed. Romans 5 verse 10 says, "We were reconciled to God by the death of his Son." You can only be reconciled to God through Christ and no other. Likewise, if you are to worship God aright, if you are to love him aright, if you are to be loyal to him and to his word and cause, instead of living for self and for sin, then you must kiss the Son. You must come to God's Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Your life can only be right with God through faith in his Son. Therefore, I urge you to call upon the Lord today to save you, for it is he alone that can make you whole. The Bible says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This day may you kiss the Son and be saved." But then secondly, let us consider the reasons for heeding this exhortation to kiss the Son. In Psalm 2 verse 12 it says, "Lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little." Such words reveal that the person who rejects the Lord Jesus as their Saviour greatly provokes the Lord Jesus himself to great anger. Notice those words, "lest he be angry." Unsaved listener, because of your sin by nature and practice, the wrath of God the Father is already upon you. Psalm 7 verse 11 tells us God is angry with the wicked every day. And because of your sin, according to the words of Christ, in John 3 verse 18, you are condemned already to hell. But here in our text you are told about the very anger of Christ being stirred up against you for rejecting him as your Saviour. That day when the Lord's anger will be fully realized will be that time when he returns to judge this world because of its sin. That day is referred to as the day of his wrath. We read about it in Revelation chapter 6 and verses 16 and 17. Speaking of the great men of the earth who in time have rejected Christ, it says that they will say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" If you're not saved on that day, if you have not kissed the Son by coming to him in faith and in repentance, then you too shall not be able to stand. You shall be cast into the lake of fire, where you shall perish forever. Without the Christ of God as your Saviour on that day, you will be without hope. There will be no other sacrifice that can save you. There will be no other name through which you can be delivered. As Acts 4 verse 12 says in reference to the Lord Jesus, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. To be ready for that day, then you must kiss the Son. Therefore, while time and opportunity is on your side, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. But then thirdly, let us consider the outcome for all who obey this exhortation to kiss the Son. At the end of Psalm 2, verse 12, it says, "Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." Such words convey that there is bountiful blessing for all who are saved through our Lord Jesus Christ. That word blessed, it speaks of blessing that is sure and certain. My God's blessing upon the saved is no fiction. Also note that little word all. This reveals us that no one who is saved is excluded from blessing, no matter what their past life may have been. Writing to the saved in Ephesians 1 verse 3, Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Well, this is why the hymn writer could say, "With numberless blessings each moment he crowns." Dear listener, if you come to Christ and be saved, you will know the blessing of all your sins forgiven and the gift of eternal life in heaven. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. In Romans 6 verse 23 we read, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Then in this life as well, there is great blessing for all who are saved in Christ. There is the blessing of the Lord's presence with us, the blessing of his promised protection in life's journey, the blessing of his promised provision and power day by day in our lives. In Psalm 84, verse 11, we read these words, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Psalm 12, verse 10 says, "Be wise now." If you're to be wise for time and for eternity, then heed those words now and kiss the Son. Yes, come to God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the salvation of your soul. Trust his blood to cleanse you from all your sin and to save you and to make you whole. Oh, don't go on in the folly of your sin any longer. Don't go on in that mad career to a lost eternity. Rather, come to Christ today and be saved. For he says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.